This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Well, okay, there was the moment that I knew I wanted to propose, but then there was also the moment where I knew that I fucked up by not proposing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to the pod, Wild Till 9, hosted by myself, Lauren, and Jeremy, the boyfriend.
Hey guys, boyfriend Jeremy. Welcome back to the number one show in Latvia. Yes, I'm wearing makeup.
You are?
I'm wearing...
Oh, did you put it on?
I'm wearing makeup.
So fun fact, Jeremy ordered a random tinted moisturizer off of Amazon and didn't realize that they come in different shades.
Per your request, because you say every week, I'm a, quote, pink boy, end quote. Because every single time you get done coloring, you go,
you look pink.
Well, no, it's just, you have a different undertone than I do. As a half Asian person, I have like a yellowy undertone.
And as a 2% Ashkenazi Jewish person, I also have a different undertone.
As the whitest of white males, you have a pink undertone. And so to color correct, our skin types is just a little bit different. And I'm like, you're a pink boy. You're a pink boy. There's nothing wrong with being a pink boy. And you know what? A little tinted moisturizer is not going to change the fact that you have pink undertones. I actually ordered you a tinted moisturizer that is made for pink undertones. So if anything, it really just smooths out your skin a little bit. It looks natural though. I can't even tell.
You ordered me, and I quote, vanilla.
You are white.
Yeah, I know. Just like, why couldn't they have been like French vanilla or
because you're not
rich
from Paris.
Vanilla or, oh, but I mean-
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they really didn't spice it up for you.
As someone who has heritage in the Balkans, the United Kingdom, which includes Ireland and 2% Ashkenazi Jewish.
You're white.
Little Greek.
You're white. I'm sorry to break it to you. You are white.
Allegedly.
Well.
To be determined.
Well.
That's one test.
Ancestry DNA has.
I don't think it was that. No, I don't think it was that.
Wasn't it?
It was a different one.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways. Oh, like, 29.
No, and it's definitely not 29. 29 means a lot of chromosomes.
Oh, okay. Anyways, you're white. Jeremy's wearing makeup. Pink boy, tinted moisturizer.
So also, everyone, if you could like go ahead and just give me affirmation that this is the right shade, make me feel good about my choice.
Jeremy didn't realize that makeup and tinted moisturizers come in different shades. So he just ordered a random shade, which actually ended up being a great shade for me. And not at all you, because again, you are a pink boy and I am half Asian. Didn't really, it ordered it off Amazon. I don't know if I've ever ordered something that comes in multiple shades off of Amazon. So I don't even know how you got to that point of purchase. Anyway, we figured it out. I went on Sephora. I skin matched him and I think we're in a good place. I didn't even notice.
Thank you.
Yeah. My eyesight's not great. So it's not like a telltale sign that it's not noticeable, but here you look great.
I assure you, if it doesn't look good, the internet will let me know.
Yeah, fuck, that's for sure. For sure.
How was your week?
I had the most stressful Friday of my entire life.
Never mind, I don't want to know.
Yeah, so you don't want to know. That will be public info by the time this podcast comes out.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
I had a great week too, thank you.
Oh, okay, sorry. How would you, you had a great week, okay?
No, we had like 2 weeks of like serious podcast and it was like, oh, everything's just a lot right now. This and that. I'm like, yo, my week fucked.
Last week wasn't that serious. I told you at the time that I launched ice cream cones on my first day of work.
Okay, I was feeling some type of way last week.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were in the feel. You were in like the work feels, the hiring feels.
I was. Well, just like I'm seeing the human condition in a not healthy form. And it was like a little bit of-
I am the walking sample of a human condition not being okay. What do you mean?
Right, anyway, so I saw that at work. And now this last week just was great. Everything is in a really good, healthy, moving in the right direction kind of thing.
I love that for you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love that for you.
Yeah.
Glad you had a good week, Shboob.
Now that we've talked about our weeks, you can go on.
So for today's episode, we have done 33 episodes where we give you a
33
ton-
episodes?
Yeah, right?
Holy shit, you're right.
I know, 33 episodes.
Wow.
So we've done 33 episodes and you've heard from us 33 hour-long times, our love, our dating, our sex advice. And I, oh my God, I posted a TikTok.
Have you ever given sex advice?
What?
Have you ever given sex advice?
Oh my God, have we not given any sex advice?
Yeah, what kind of advice do we need to give on? Like, I don't think.
Oh my God, have we never talked about like sex advice?
Like what, ABCs? Think of baseball? Like what?
I don't know. Huh?
Like we've given any sex advice, nor do I think we're qualified to give sex advice.
Yeah, we should have a professional on for that for sure.
We'll say things and people will be like, no. Literally only two.
I guess we haven't really.
No.
I guess it's just dating advice around hooking up.
Coitus.
Around coitus, but not the actual
coital advice.
Advice, right. Not the actual action of coitus.
Right.
I hate the word coitus.
Fornication.
I don't like any of those.
Intercourse.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. On TikTok you call it segs.
Segs?
S-E-G-G-S.
Oh, I saw your post today. You talked about segs.
Yeah. Sometimes if you do any kind of closed captioning and you use the word S-E-X, like just straight up sex, they'll flag it. But if you do segs, usually you can get away with it.
You just ruined it for everybody.
I know. Fuck. I just outed all of us in the TikTok community that says segs. Anyway, so I guess we don't give sex advice, but maybe some of our callers today might. So we've got some friends, some famous YouTubers, some well-known creators calling in to give us their best dating, relationship, and possibly some Sengs advice.
I'm sorry, was that S-E-N-G-S? Sengs?
Sengs.
Segs?
Sengs. Segs.
Okay.
Segs advice.
And for the caption person, that's S-E-G-G-S.
Yes.
Thank you, caption person.
Thank you.
Otherwise, it'll be wrong the entire time.
Yeah,
I'll have to go edit that thing.
No, we're not trying to do that.
And just to confirm, when you say who's speaking, my name is
Boyfriend Jeremy.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
So our first caller to lay on some advice for us is Swoozy, who is one of my longest LA friends. I think we might have been friends before I even moved to LA. He's like an OG. We have had some great times together and he doesn't live close anymore, which makes me very sad. And I pressure him to be closer most days, most weeks, most months. And I would like him to be in a closer vicinity to me. But he's not. Swoozy, I know you're listening. Please move home.
They grab the glass on that one.
Anyways, Swoozy has, the most entertaining and interesting perspective on dating. We don't always see eye to eye, I don't think. He's a little more cynical, but also rational. Like very, very straightforward.
I'd call it well-founded cynicism.
Well-founded cynicism. Yeah, I love that. I think he would also agree. Because Swoozy don't take no shit. And that's what I love about him.
Well-founded realism that borderline cynicism.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, Swoozy's our first caller. I'm so excited to hear what he's going to say because he has a very different perspective on most relationship things. And he's always been a great male friend to me when I want to know what's going on in the male brain. And he always has some insight that I've never thought of because maybe one, I have a different chromosome than the male body, than the male brain. So he's always had really interesting insights.
Yeah. And to be clarified, I think you actually have the same chromosome, X and Y. You just have two X and he's got a Y.
So he's got an extra.
Yeah. No.
No. We got one different. One different. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. We're one chromosome off from each other.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Hello, caller number one, Mr. Swoozy. Man.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air. Also, as if you didn't get dressed and exfoliate and pick out a fun hat today.
You're on the air with Lauren and Boyfriend. How are you this evening?
This is what I wear while I'm editing.
This whole thing?
This is what I wear when I have nothing else. Yeah, this is the only clean thing that I have.
Can I get a detail shot on the hat, please? Can I get a detail shot on what's going on the side here? I need to see.
I actually bought this.
Wow.
It's a little feather.
Wow.
And you see the color coordination, right?
I like it.
It's kind of like a UK fedora. I got it in London at a store called, who cares what the store is called? I'm here for the tea.
You're here for the tea. I mean, Susie, you're laying on the tea. Like you are bringing the tea to us. I don't know what we have to offer you that you haven't already heard on the podcast.
I'm here to serve it.
You're here to... To do the tea,
yeah,
spilling. I guess
it's a tea party, you know.
It's just a tea party.
Tea is being served.
Not here for it.
What?
That tea and advice.
Tea and advice. Okay, so
Because I'm going to offer up advice through my own experiences.
Yeah. Okay. So, you can go love, you can go sex, you can go dating, you can go relationships, you can go hookups. Give us a little swoozy, spice. Yeah, lay it on us, Swooze. What do you got to say?
I mean, as of now, oh man, it's an interesting point in life because I'm a germaphobe. I moved to LA in 2015, and literally 15 days after I get there, somebody's like, "Oh, you know you can catch STDs from kissing people?" And I was like,
"Sir,
what?" I had no idea. Right? Did you know about this? Did you guys know about this?
No, but I've always been scared because someone told me that you can get pregnant off of a toilet seat, and so I have been hovering over toilet seats my entire life because someone told me that once.
I too have been hovering over toilet seats just in the off chance I get pregnant in a toilet seat.
So COVID dating has been weird.
I just hover at my house because why not?
Because why not? Like, you know, a little thigh exercise.
Well, for me, it's interesting because my friends tell me, oh, you keep finding like bad success rates with your girls that you're pursuing or POIs, persons of interest. You keep dating the same girl, but just in different shells.
I would agree with that.
You would agree with that?
I would agree with that.
That plus, they were like, you have to date somebody who doesn't know who you are. So I'm just like, okay, that should be easy enough. And I remember I went to Hibachi a little while ago, right before COVID, and the hostess was just, my God. She looked like a Princess Jasmine, but like a Spanish Princess Jasmine.
Ooh.
So like target acquired.
Ooh.
She sat up, I got back up. Yeah. She sat my family, I got back up, I went over, I started talking to her. I'm like, listen, I need your Instagram. She's like, I don't have Instagram. I'm like, is that a red flag for you guys or no? The person doesn't have Instagram.
As someone who is an FBI level lurker, that is kind of a red flag for me because that means that I can't do my due diligence to make sure that you're not a psychopath.
Let me walk it back here real quick. Because Swoozy, if I know anything about you, the reason you asked for her Instagram was not because you couldn't think of any other social media platform. You were asking on purpose. So why Instagram? And I'm not saying it was a bad move. I want to know from your brain, why was that the choice?
That's Swoozy's go-to.
Uh-huh.
There's a nugget of information in here.
I'll give you the psychology behind
Yeah, please
it.
Do.
Yes, there is. You're absolutely right. The psychology behind it is sometimes some people feel like the phone number is too aggressive.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
They also might have a boyfriend. They might have all kinds of things that they're uncomfortable about talking about. But deep down in people's DNA, they want more followers on Instagram, A.
Ooh.
B, it's an innocent way to kind of become friendly with somebody and get a good idea of the lay of the land without being too aggressive. So I found that Instagram was that perfect little sweet spot when it comes to courtship.
That is some good ass insight. You're so right. Cause it's not like too creepy.
Thank you.
Still could be very platonic in the event that like they have a boyfriend and you learn from that on their Instagram. I approve and
Correct.
Like that approach.
Quick question. For my own curiosity, I'm thinking that maybe Instagram and Twitter are probably the only applicable options since they're the ones that you can communicate back and forth on. Which one do you have more followers on, Swoos?
Instagram.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just getting a catch. Okay. Got it. Got it. Okay, keep going.
So when they say I don't have Instagram, I've never heard that before. So like, where do I go from here?
Uncharted territory.
Yeah, how do you recover?
So then I was like, right. So same thing. I was just like, okay, well then I need your Twitter. And then she said, I don't have one of those either.
Ooh.
Cool. What psychopath does not have an Instagram or a Twitter? Right?
You got to be like, yo, what's your Venmo,
right?
Girl? What's your Venmo?
Is that another red flag or no? Right.
Twitter, I feel less.
Okay.
I feel less weird about no Twitter. I personally go in waves of wanting to delete my own Twitter. But yeah. I mean, I guess if they didn't have Instagram, I would just assume they probably don't have Twitter.
I guess, so my it would only be weird if the next question was answered weird in the sense of my next question would have been, so it sounds like you don't really mess with any social media.
No, next question would be, so then what's your phone number?
No. Okay. Well, at a certain point in time, you're just kind of hurt. Like, if right. question number three exactly. goes poorly, you got to like set yourself up for success here and be like, okay, we got to get back to talking then, because I'm getting two no's and all I'm trying to do is get to know you.
So what now?
Exactly. And I'm telling you guys a quick version, but for her, it was a quick, like, hi, listen, I know you're at work, blah, 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 blah. We need to be friends. So I need your Instagram. So there's a quick little intro before I just jump to, like, what's your Instagram? I just want to make that clear.
Hey, girl, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, so no Instagram. Right. No Instagram, no Twitter. So then I just comboed number three. I was like, well, I'm going to need your Snapchat or your MySpace or your phone number. One of those. And she says, I have Snapchat. Boom. Okay, we're good.
Huh.
So we're talking. I introduced myself. Da-da-da. My name's Anande, XYZ. Okay, I got your Snapchat. I'll snap you sometime. 2 days later, I snap her. And I'm telling my boys the whole time, like, guys, I met a girl at Hibachi, XYZ. She doesn't know me. Everything's good. Her first message to me was like, I've watched your videos for years. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, no. And so is that like a hard stop for you? Like, once you get that message, it's a no from you?
For my boys, they say it needs to be a hard stop. But for me, it's just like, it's getting difficult to find, not on some I think I'm so famous stuff. My thing is, as long as I, because Philip DeFranco said it really well. He said, if you're an influencer or a public figure, you shouldn't date anyone if you have that power over them.
Right.
If you are like a god to them. If they are like a fan girl, don't date them because you have that power.
Yep.
So if you're like, oh my God, that's probably not going to happen. But if you can look at me like a normal person, then let's talk.
So where does the story end?
We went on a date.
Yeah, you did.
We made out a lot.
Ooh!
She's a great kisser.
And she gave you chlamydia.
But it was just, no, I was worried about that. I kissed this girl. I'm like, I might have something now, you know?
Live a little sneeze, you know, but okay.
Me living in LA and she was in Orlando at the time, it was a little bit difficult with the long distance stuff. We went on a second date. I don't think we kissed at all on the second date, which is a little weird to me.
That's a red flag.
Right, Lauren, yes, that face. That face, no. Lauren. And then I was just like, okay, there's probably been another dude that came into this equation, and I was right. She started dating her coworker. And I had to Sherlock Holmes that, which segues into just me and my dating life as it is right now. A lot of the girls that I deal with forced me into becoming a detective / Batman, and it has long-term scarring when it comes to, for example, there was a girl that I recently spent the night with, and she was looking at her phone, and she was like, okay, good night, and she put her phone face down on the coffee table on the side.
Okay, wait, and wait, pause. I hate being woken up by like a blinding light of someone giving you a notification and like waking up in the middle of the night. Also, like Jeremy would literally roll over and suffocate me with a pillow if I woke him up with a night with like the light of the phone. So like most likely it's sketchy, but there's also a small part of me that's like, okay, I do that on purpose so that I don't wake anyone up and get suffocated.
And Lauren forgot to mention one little asterisk there in the sense that she refuses to have her brightness anywhere near the absolute fullest backlit brightness.
That is not
so that every
true.
Single time that she looks at her phone, it just burns my corneas. Just the retinas just right.
Okay, keep going.
She literally goes so far as to manually put that blue light filter so that it never shifts. Color shifts does not exist on Lauren's devices. She wants it to be as bright as possible at all times of the day. Doesn't matter if it's a big
deal. I'm with her on that one though, girl. No. I'm so with her.
We're not always color correcting.
Okay, put so she put the phone face down and then so you're a little your little alarms.
PTSD. I instantly got PTSD, and we're not even like fully dating.
Right.
We're just like in the beginning of the fun stuff, you know? And it's just little things like that that I feel like when it comes to relationships, I need to get over that, me personally, and a number of my friends, not putting past insecurities on your current situation. And it's
right.
very difficult for somebody like me because that's what I can normally tell when girls are messing around because it's like I've been put through so many different scenarios
yes.
from so many different girls. They think I'm a psychic. They'll walk into the room and I'll be like, I saw the way your body shifted there. What's his name?
Yeah. Also,
how do you know?
Fun fact, when I met Swoozie, him and another friend in our friend group all had gone through the most traumatic breakup with a girl with my name. And both Swoozie and our friend Dietrich, like they had to find other names to call me because it was too painful to have my name in the same room. It was.
I called her Lord DIY forever. I still do some.
PSLD. It's a thing.
But
post-traumatic Lauren disorder.
Post-traumatic Lauren disorder.
I get it.
I will say this, and you guys can maybe take this even past just my talk. I feel like in 2020 and 2021, when it comes to relationships, everybody is still doing themselves. They are not going into relationships thinking, this is for you. And I will say this for everybody. Relationships are not about you. They are about the other person. If you want to do you, stay single.
That's true.
You know what?
And nobody wants to do that.
I would agree with you until you find a girl like Lauren Swoos.
Let me hear why.
You met her?
I haven't met her.
That's why.
This is so cheesy. I can't. Ooh, he just winked. You couldn't see it. It was off the FaceTime.
No, it's a thing that happens. No, I get it. But I also think that my insecurity of putting myself first or whatever, or finding a way to, I don't think a relationship is ever going to be healthy until you feel like you can put yourself first the majority of the time. And by putting yourself first, you're not putting your partner down. And a lot of times I think there are people that don't have enough compatibility to be able to put themselves first and still take care of the other person's needs. Whereas a lot of relationships, especially I feel like when you're younger, is just so based off of, oh, I'm attracted to that person, not I am interested in being with that person, that it's really easy to kind of go down that slippery slope.
Yeah, but I totally agree. Like if you're not ready to sometimes not put yourself first, your ass needs to stay single.
It's true.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. Because I'll listen to some of the things that my friends ask me. I'm just like, that's single talk. Like, just break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend and be single. Because the way you're moving and the way you're operating, and a lot of people, the majority of people, when they do their crap, they look at themselves as always the victim. And that's why so many toxic people exist in 2021. Because they're doing toxic junk thinking that they're the victim.
Yep. Ooh. Oh, true.
We all, especially in relationships.
We all know who your number one, your alpha and your omega is, Swoos. It's your car.
And you would think that. But I had my car get vandalized when I was 19.
Whoop.
And from that moment on, I tell myself on the daily, it's a piece of metal sitting on rubber. I don't care what happens.
Wow, that's a very... My dad needs to learn from that mentality because he does not think like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Swoozie, on that note, I think you just gave us like hella wisdom. Also, I teed you up thinking that you might say something crazy.
Yeah, no, he just came with good advice.
Yeah, he just came with good advice.
Just solid good advice.
Good advice.
Swoozie, you got anything to plug right now?
I'm talking to too many girls right now. There's like 8 girls in my rotation. I can't
believe
it.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Swoos, what are you working on right now? What can you plug?
Yeah, plug your shit.
Just my YouTube channel. That's it. Please watch me. I'm poor. I'm the poorest out of all of us, guys. Like, you guys are balling out of control. I haven't posted since December.
I will hang up on you right now if you keep spewing these lies.
Yeah. I'm not exactly feeling bad for you right now, but we will.
YouTube.com/Swoosie. That's it. Just check out one video. I need it.
Click the link, as Laura would say, a follow is free.
Yeah. All
right, y'all. Thanks, Swoos.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Swoos. Yeah,
you. Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I kind of thought Susie was going to lay on some crazy shit.
He just came with good advice.
Just came with facts. Just came up with the facts.
And when you got a rotation that's eight deep, you usually have to have
Susie usually has the hottest girls in his rotation.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, good for him.
I'm not going to lie. We have a little group chat of myself, Lana, and Susie, and we usually get to give our little check of approval if he's on the fence about someone, and then Lana and I go full FBI. And give him the yay or the nay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, next caller on the show, we've got Corn Diddy and beautiful fiance Maggie, Zach and Maggie, Zach of the Try Guys.
Some might say Maggie and beautiful fiance Corn Diddy.
Beautiful fiance Corn Diddy.
Zach.
Zaggy. We have Zaggy.
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 On the Wild Till 9 hotline.
On the
Wild Till 9 hotline. You're live with Wild Till 9. We should have a radio show. How fun would that be?
Next on the Wild Till 9 hotline, calling in from, what do you mean? What is this?
The hotline, I love it.
The Wild Till 9 hotline. We've got hashtag Zaggy, who is successfully engaged, which I feel like makes you the most credible callers of all of our guests so far.
Huh? Wow. Successfully engaged. I like that.
Successfully.
I love low standards for this podcast.
call it what it is.
Well, no, we looked down the Rolodex of our friends apparently earlier. There wasn't that much experience that could be trusted. And so...
got fired at the other Try Guys who have all been in longer relationships than me. We know that you're not friends with them.
To be fair, I would have called. This is Lauren's podcast to produce, so it's on her.
Sir. Okay, so anyway, before I get in trouble with the rest of the Try Guys...
Hey, Keith.
Hi, Eugene. Hi, Ned.
And you've also just listed your favorites in order. Okay, this is great. This is off to a good start.
Keith? Nah, no, I don't know. You know what? We've already been here. I already had to rank you guys at one point in a podcast, and it's very stressful, and I don't want to relive that.
What do you mean rank? It was fuck, marry, kill, I think.
Was it fuck, marry, kill?
It was fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
Yeah, so we're not gonna go down
you
that road again.
About that?
No, I wanted no one to see
it. Welcome back to the number one show in Latvia, Wild Till 9, and live on the hotline, we've got Zaggy.
Hello.
Okay, so like the floor is kind of yours. Like you guys are obviously successfully in love, successfully engaged. I'm having trouble saying successfully. So I'm not successfully thriving as a podcast host right now. So you can give us like your dating do's and don'ts, your fave dating advice you've ever received or given. The floor is yours.
So this is just open forum for us to discuss love.
Yes.
You're speaking to 350,000 of the most badass women in the world right now.
And about two men.
And about six average guys.
Yes.
We know where we stand, guys. That's for us. So I'm not saying you need to tailor your message, but just know that's who you're speaking to.
No. We're in the middle of cooking dinner and we just heard like a whistle in the kitchen. And we're like, huh, that's not supposed to happen. But you know what? We're just going to let it ride and we're just going to ignore it. It's very high.
Maybe we don't burn the kitchen down. I don't want to be the reason that you guys lose your rental and your down payments because you set the kitchen on fire.
Just potatoes. Just potatoes. I don't know why they'd be whistling. All right, get back over here, Maggie.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Well, we are thrilled that you asked us because actually, you know, look, we're great friends with you guys and we've been thinking like, how do we really strengthen the bond between Lauren and Jeremy? That's why you asked us on here, right? So, number one thing in a relationship, as far as we are concerned, when your partner says, oh, I would love to go walk and stroll around a garden, you say?
You say?
What do you say?
I would say, I think our good friend Zaggy would love to do that with you. You should call them.
I'm so glad we're fighting about this live on the Wild Till 9 hotline.
Fighting.
Let's go, baby. Time to throw down.
Fighting.
So Jeremy, here's the backstory to this. Zaggy has invited Lormie to go on a nice nature stroll in some botanical gardens in the LA area. And Jeremy doesn't
look. I'm a little flower slut over here. Love a good bush. Love a good garden.
I got through flower slut. It was the bush.
We got a title for this show.
Love a good bush.
Flower sluts and good bushes, baby.
I fuck with trees hard. Love a stump.
Love a stump.
Okay.
Well. I can't even get through the story. So anyway, so Jeremy does not like to enjoy the outdoors for any reason that is not, that has no purpose. So like doesn't like to stroll in the wild whatsoever. So anyways, I have to third wheel Zaggy because Jeremy will not join me on the outdoor excursions, which is fine because I'm an independent.
We love to have her.
I'm an independent strong bitch. I can be a slut for flowers in the presence of my favorite couple, Zaggy. And I'm so glad that we're fighting about this live.
So what are we fighting about?
I don't know. Zaggy brought it up.
Oh.
Just in a relationship is all about give and take. And sometimes you find yourself doing things that perhaps you don't want to do, but it's important to smile and pretend that you want to do it. Like, what are the things that I pretend to love for you?
She
doesn't even know. That's how good I am. That's how good I am. He thinks I love everything.
I feel like your guys' interests are pretty like, okay. Oh, so the mini soap. Zach, did you enjoy the mini soap or was that a Maggie thing? You guys made the little mini soap things the other day with the.
Oh yeah. So that was a Try Guy video and I demanded that he teach me how to do it.
Cute. Okay. So that I feel like had some overlap. I feel like you're.
Well, I want to be equal opportunist here. Right. So, another thing that I think is important in a relationship is being adventurous, perhaps being adventurous with food taste. And if, say, in the future, you two were to take a trip to Japan,
you
should maybe eat the sushi, Lauren. Maybe you should eat sushi if you were to go to Japan, because of course you're going to eat sushi in Japan.
This is a terrible idea to call Zaggy. Yes, they know too much.
Yes,
they know too much.
Very good.
I just don't like fish, okay?
You're out of your mind.
Oh my God. I have no explanation for that. But I think like the root of the advice here outside of the bullying is actually really true. Like being adventurous and being down to try new things with your partner, I think is great.
Like butt stuff.
Yeah, it was mostly about the bullying for me, but I do love the kernel there.
Yeah, the kernel is good. The bullying, we'll talk about that maybe another day, but the kernel is good. When did you know, I guess, Zach, this question for you, was there like a specific moment in your relationship where you were like, I'm going
to
marry Maggie?
Oh my God. Women always want to know the answer to this question. I swear.
I don't know. Cause sometimes it's a cute story.
Do you know? Well, like the moment, well, okay. There was the moment that I knew I wanted to propose, but then there was also the moment where I knew that I fucked up by not proposing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We still talk about it to this day.
Yeah. I had like, I mean, you tell it. I had the golden proposal opportunity. Truly, like nothing I ever could have done would have topped that. And I just.
No, but you're still our proposal story of when it actually happened. Was still like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be like this flowery thing. But Zach had a window and we both like looked at each other. Like, it looked like Zach was going to propose without a ring. At one point.
Wait, was this on a trip? Yes. Okay. I think I know this story. And Zach, I think you had said that you hadn't gotten like your shit together in time to get a ring, but it was the right time.
Yeah. We went on a long Australia, New Zealand, Singapore trip last summer, like at the end of the Try Guys tour.
We were on half of that trip with you.
You were.
Another reason why I think he didn't want to propose to is because he didn't want to.
We were with friends. Like,
yeah.
But there was this one period carved out where we went away together. Mm-hmm. So we were like traveling for 3 weeks with friends, but we had about 4 days alone and we went to the Blue Mountain Range in Australia, this incredible, like stunning kangaroo reserve. We were riding our bikes amongst, I'm not exaggerating when I say hundreds of kangaroos just like hopping and galloping along with us. It was so nuts. And we went on this hike. To see a glowworm cave. And it was this whole mountain, just us. Glowworm cave is so cool. Okay, you get inside the cave and you close your eyes and you let your eyes adjust. And then all of a sudden there's these little blue dots that look like the galaxies They don't move. They literally, oh, they move. They're immobile.
There's no squirmy, squirmy, wormy type of thing.
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
So you're
good to move.
Basically, yeah. Like the dots of the cosmos, but they're living creatures.
Got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, on our way up the hike, we had packed a picnic. We find this like little cliff
lookout
face
spot.
That's looking over the entire mountain range. We have wine. We have like sandwiches. We have little fruit. I start playing music and Casey Musgrave comes on and we're just like, I don't know what came over us. We just decided to start slow dancing and all of a sudden we're both like fucking crying and we're like, why the fuck don't I have a ring right now? This is perfect.
Zach!
And I didn't do it. And so because of how good that moment was, I waited another at least 6 months to propose to him. Like, I got to give at least half as good as this moment.
Right. Oh my God. Okay, I think I knew like the top level of that story and not the intricacies of the slow dancing and the sobbing. Wait, so did you acknowledge that there was proposal vibes in the air or we just slow danced it out?
We kind of just looked at each other and we were like, I don't think we talked about it afterwards, but not in the moment.
Yeah, she had told me, like, oh, you fucked up. That was,
no, I didn't say that.
Interesting.
I think later, when we had talked about it, there were several conversations after it was.
I can picture exactly how Maggie would say it, too. Oh, my God.
I will say that the true answer, though, of, like, when I knew I wanted to propose was after our tour. I toured for, like, the whole summer, and we were at a music festival. And we were dancing. And I was like, I can't propose right now. And I'm like, no, wait, Zach, you're really stoned. Don't propose right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Before you get high at any point in time, you needed to have already decided if you were going to do that.
I've seen a Coachella proposal.
I believe that.
I've seen. Whoa. And I just feel like it's no one's wearing clothes. Everyone smells. There are 100 people around. There's probably someone throwing up around you in like a 50-foot vicinity. It's just... No hate to anyone who's been proposed to at Coachella. There's a place for everyone. It's just not for me.
It's fair.
And it's not for Zaggy apparently either.
Right.
Wow.
It could have been.
It got close. But, I almost did. I don't know.
I love also the juxtaposition between like a music festival really high and then slow dancing with glowworms and wine and music. Like we've got depth here. Oh my God.
Yeah. Two sides of the same coin, really.
Seriously.
I think that there's a misconception, perhaps amongst our younger listeners especially, that love is easy, right? That you find your person and then boom, just effortless. But any good relationship is work. It's continued work. Mm-hmm. And like, especially this year, like it's even harder than ever because the things that you're used to doing, you're not doing. You're forced into interactions that are not normal for any people, let alone couples. It's going to be stressors. So it's a constant work in progress.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, we always talk about that too. It's like how there's not just like, you don't just like hit a green light and just keep going green. Like we've talked about this before in past podcasts where it's like you hit different checkpoints of like your relationship where things get hard and you have to like do something and work through it and you get another green light and get to keep moving forward. And sometimes it's a little sketchy yellow light, but if you can work through it, you get a green light and you keep going.
But also sometimes the house needs a little maintenance. You can't just set something up and assume it's going to like work.
Well,
just like,
so in this metaphor, we're a car. Because green lights, we're a car.
Metaphor?
We're a car metaphor,
okay,
not the house metaphor.
You gotta change the oil.
Ooh. So I would like to be the Model Y of the Tesla. That'll be my next purchase.
Oh, so like efficient, but not like overly expensive.
Right. Maybe like efficient, but not overly flashy, but maybe with like an iridescent finish to it.
Got it.
Ooh.
Okay.
So Jeremy, you're reading into those hints of what kind of ring she wants. Something that's not too expensive. That's what Lauren said. She wants it to be economical.
I heard it was economical and I heard it was definitely sustainably sourced.
Oh.
I will hang up on both of you right now.
I know my thought about rings, but Maggie, I'm curious from your perspective, like ring shopping, telling partners about the ring versus just the prize. What do you think is better?
I think it depends on
what do you want. You are the person.
Definitely don't want to buy something too small. So I do recommend getting size. That's the worst.
Not the diamond.
No,
the ring.
The size of the ring. Not the actual diamond.
I heard there was like Maggie wants a boulder on her finger.
You know that did resonate with quite a bit of that 350,000 people actually.
No, I get what you're saying though.
circumference of your finger.
We lost all the guys, but that's okay.
No, I got it. There would be like nothing more sad than getting proposed to and it not fitting on your finger because they got too small. Yeah, I understand now that we're past the rock size part of that. I do understand how that could be really sad. Yours was a little bit too big. Do I remember that?
Yeah,
right?
Mine
still is.
I had to buy like an Amazon like little. It almost looks like those little squeegee little, not squeegee, like plastic thing.
Yeah, that goes on the inside. Like, yeah.
Just because mine's still a little
you
big.
Yeah, get it reset.
Spins, but I think
we did, by the way, though we got her professionally sized, didn't work. But my my feeling there is that I think that surprise is great, but like still talk to your partner about what kind of ring they want. That's my feeling. Like Maggie and I, we went ring shopping. I found out exactly what style she wanted because guys, you don't fucking know. You are probably stupid. You have barely thought about rings in your life.
Facts.
You don't.
Facts.
Women apparently have very specific thoughts about what types of shapes match their fingers.
We have Pinterest
I don't think
boards.
About my fingers ever.
It's true.
I've never thought about my fingers.
No.
I've not thought once about what looks good on them. Maggie has. So
that's a great.
I didn't though. I had to try on different little because I thought that I knew what I liked,
that's
and
true.
Then
she
until
was
I
wrong.
Started putting stuff on, and I was like, oh, actually, I don't like. That,
huh.
That I thought.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that Maggie's advice is that you should
get a fat
rock on a larger than you think band is what I'm hearing. And the main takeaway from the Zaggy call in onto the hotline is what I'm hearing.
That's the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah. Wow. You guys really, really gave us a lot of title options here, and we thank you for your service.
Yeah, just go to a nice garden stroll, check out the bushes.
Get some sushi.
Try on some
rings.
Flower
rings, sluts and big rocks.
Stumps and bushes.
Yeah.
Stumps and bushes.
Well, you know, we've run out of time, caller.
Oh my God.
Hey, it was a pleasure to join the hotline. What a titillating adventure.
Can we get a plug?
Yeah, you
can plug. Oh, yeah, we can get a plug. Maggie's got a podcast called You Can Sit With Us. I've got one called Guilty Pleasures. Lauren came on to talk about her love of Pitch Perfect. It is an absolute delight.
Okay, we'll have to have you on for real.
We're on free this time, November 6th, I think.
We don't have any other guest books, so
we'll
we would be honored.
Month.
So, we'll see you in a few weeks.
Awesome. I look forward to it.
All right, bye, Zaggy.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
It's hard to put into words how refreshing or comforting or inviting it is to talk to people like Zach and Maggie, who like there are random people throughout the United States who would recognize Zach or Maggie or put them in a different box because of what their profession is. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you know them, it's the same as everybody else. So I think it's just refreshing to hear relatable stories from people that are in a similar industry that might be viewed differently, but just are like very approachable and cool and relatable.
Normal. They're
and
just
normal.
Super normal. Yeah, 100%.
That's why I always enjoy just them.
No, yeah, we get along with Zaggy very well. We
Quite
do
well.
A lot of game nights and stuff. Also, I think that was like really, really solid advice that isn't far
you
off
should
of
try
like-
sushi. Yeah.
Yeah, you should try Botanical Gardens, you know?
I've tried Botanical Gardens.
But you have not tried a Botanical
I've
Garden.
I've been to gardens in Singapore.
Not with me.
Have we been to Singapore?
You only been to Singapore to your ex. I think it'd be better with me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
So you only been to Singapore with your ex. I think it'd be better with me.
Let's go to Singapore.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I think Zaggy's advice is just like not that dissimilar to a lot of things that like we preach and practice as well. And it makes me feel very sane when I hear them echoing similar like values and practices and things that they do to keep their relationship strong.
So like we all deserve the same cell when we're the only ones that think that way, or we have like minds to bounce things off of.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm fine with either of those realities.
Yes, me too. Me too.
If we're on our own planet with them, I think we can make Mars inhabitable.
Agreed. Our next caller on the Wild Till 9 hotline. I think I'd be great on a radio. Maybe not actually.
On a radio?
Yeah. On the radio?
No, on a radio.
On a radio?
Just on it.
I just feel like I love teeing up the hotline caller. So next up on the Wild Till 9 hotline, we have
a hotline
is our good friend Kelsey, who is a boss bitch, bisexual, sex positive, whole ass woman. And she has quickly become one of my closest friends and just constantly is laying down facts.
We'll see if that stays true tonight.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Welcome Kelsey to the Wild Till 9 hotline.
Oh my God, a hotline bling. I love this podcast. Big fan. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Kelsey. I wish I could see you.
I know. Sorry, we don't have a very good setup here. So everyone gets to look at my ugly mug just for the whole time.
I was just about to say how hot you
are. She's so good, right?
You guys.
Jeremy did good.
Yeah. Stop.
Okay. If Lauren wasn't exactly like me, I think she was like so my type, but she's. Exactly. We're the same person.
So we are just carbon copy. Yeah, exactly. Kelsey and I are going to wash rescue pups tomorrow.
We are!
I'm so excited. Okay, Kelsey. So our other hotline callers have been an engaged couple, a single man, and as I mentioned, I teed you up as just like bisexual, hottie with a body, sex posy. Ooh, that kind of rhymes. That's got like some good flow to it.
I know.
And I feel like everyone was too scared to give any kind of like sex advice.
Oh, not me.
Yeah, that's, I know.
You came to the right place.
Yes. So I don't know if you want to just like give us the tea or whatever.
I was just going to start. I was like, all right, I've got a tight five about this.
Go for it. Go in. We're ready.
Well, I was telling Lauren off the red that like the reason why I'm wearing this weird black silky like sexy robe is because I did just have sex, which is fantastic and such a thing that I think should be celebrated. I was someone who grew up like pretty religiously, like forced upon me, and I was very ashamed of sex for a very long time. Huh. And despite being very like unsure about it, I was still a freak nasty hoe even from like age 3, 4. Like as soon as I knew what my pussy was, I was like, oh, I want to touch that all the time.
Hell yeah. And
same.
Jeremy wants to touch his pussy. Yeah. Okay.
If I had one, I assure you I would.
What's that?
If I had one, I assure you I would.
I know. That's why girls like to touch guys' penises, especially while they're peeing, because we don't ever get to do that. So that's why we want to hold it sometimes while you guys pee.
I don't know if I've experienced that feeling.
I don't know if I have either.
To hold it.
You've never asked Jeremy to hold his penis while he's peeing.
No. You know what though? When I'm sitting down peeing, Jeremy has asked if we could like just for efficiency pee at the same time, which feels like a liability for everyone and also the floor included. Mm. So I've always shot that down because between the leg situation doesn't seem, that seems like a very tight area for
aim. I don't know what room we were on, but I feel like we're digressing just a bit.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
circling back on that, I have never held a peeing penis.
I'm going to really challenge you tonight to like just see what that's about. You know?
I don't know if Jeremy could pee if I was holding it. Like I genuinely don't.
I think I'd have to be starting.
Pee shy.
I think I had to already
be going.
Well, you have to. Because Lauren, I can guarantee you, no matter how many times you've held a dick, and trust me, I've held dick, you will never get the like holding spot right because you think it's going to come out way harder and shoot longer than it does, but it kind of goes at a downward angle.
Huh.
So you would be, it's just a lot different than you think it's going to be. I think you should experience
maybe that. We'll schedule this a little closer to the day that we clean our bathroom just in case.
Speaking of schedule, that was going to be my sex advice. You just gave me like the most beautiful segue.
So fun fact, I didn't know that so I was reading something one time and I saw the word and I pronounced it as segu.
So we segu around here.
So we don't segue, we segu around
we segu,
here.
Yeah.
Wait, Jared, what's the word I can't say? I can't say epitome. I always say epitome.
So that's my segu. That is my segu.
Okay, so segu and epitome.
Epitome.
I have an excuse.
So this is a great segu into the advice. Okay, lay it on us.
So Jared and I go to couple therapy, which I highly recommend for every couple. I don't care if you're the most in love couple. I don't care if you're on the verge of breaking up. I think every couple can only benefit from a good couple therapist that helps you guys communicate, blah, 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 whatever. I'm not preaching for BetterHelp, which not an ad.
Might be, though. It might be on this episode.
It could be. Listen, but use code confidently and
WT9
Wild 9 or Wild.
I can't remember.
Yeah, me neither. I'm like confident. I don't know. Okay. So I thought like I'm the most sexually liberal and free, like sex positive, masturbation queen, that like I would never run into a rut with sex. And that's just like such a false narrative that I put into my head. And I think especially with COVID, it was really easy to like get into a routine where I would be in bed by like 9:30. Jared would go play like Call of Duty. We would never fall asleep at the same time. And we just found ourselves in this rut of like really just not sleeping together.
Yeah.
And it came up with our couple therapist. She like called it out. She's like, so how's the sex life? And we were like, interesting. But she gave us advice to schedule time with each other.
Yeah.
Not to like have sex, but it's
to be intimate, right?
Intimate, yes. Time, no phone, like, you know, you can kiss. You can do massage, like sensual massage. Sometimes we put on like a YouTube video of like kinky massage and let's see where our hands go.
Ooh.
But like, I don't know, try new things in that window of time. And also like try not having sex in that window of time. Just try like making out like teenagers. Like Jared grabbed my face in the kitchen and just started making out with me. And I was like, my underwear is off. Like, I haven't been kissed like that in a very long
time. Since grade 9, when it was the only option of, like, things to do.
Yeah. So I feel like that's my advice, is even the most sexually liberal, confident, like, queen, like, sex life is meant to be up and down.
Yeah.
If you think you're just going to get better and things just skyrocket and get better and better and you just get, like, better and better at sex, that's not life. Like, it's the journey, man, not the destination. And also, what even is sex? What even is sex? Penetration? No. Is it shared experience? Maybe. Orgasm? No. Like,
yeah.
Expand your mind a little.
Oh, that's great advice. We have talked about that before, is that like if you, literally the same thing, like you need to set time, not necessarily to have sex, but set time to, like for us, we love hot tubbing. Like if we have had like a few weeks where we like haven't had like intimate time, hot tubbing is like no phones. You bring a glass of wine in there. And it's like, if you have sex after, great. And if not, you got to like spend an hour and a half just like chatting and like being intimate and like doing normal like couple shit.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare for my yeast infections, but I will come over and just be a part of your weird and magic kinky time because I love hot tubs.
Puts her ankles in the pool while we're sitting there just
going. Yeah, the ankles. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I wear a diaper.
That's also an option, yeah.
That's also an option. I love that advice, and I feel like that echoes a lot of the stuff that we talk about on the pod. We've had this conversation before about how mental health is the killer of all libido. Like that shit just knocks you out for the count. Kelsey and I have both experienced that. And there's like, and that's one of those times too, where there's like nothing you can really do. Like if you are depressed or in an anxious cycle, like sex is not going to fix your brain.
No. And I like my neck was about to fall off with like how hard I was nodding and agreeing with you. I was like, oh, I just threw my back out. Sometimes the last thing you're thinking about too, like the last thing you want to do is stick your hand in your fucking pants when you've been unable to like shower and even like
function,
be a human. Yeah. But you know, this is advice that I give to people sometimes, especially who are depressed and anxious. And I talk about this in my book, so you might already know this, but like, especially if you're anxious or panicky, sometimes masturbating can mimic the symptoms of a panic attack. So if you are having like panic attack symptoms, go masturbate and you can trick your brain into triggering and releasing different chemicals than fully falling into a panic attack. But depression's a different tricky bitch. And especially if you're on medication, some of those things, it can be the last thing you're thinking about in terms of what is causing my low libido too.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah, I mean,
oh, is it stress? Is it diet? Is it my
birth
partner?
Control?
I'm not hot.
Yeah. Is it, I'm not
hot. Yeah, birth
control. Oh.
That's like what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm so not fucking hot. That pussy's weird looking. That's why. And it's like, oh, wait, you just upped your Lexapro to 20 milligrams. I'm like, oh, that's why.
And also, like, I saw TikTok the other day and it was like the girl unfolding the pamphlet size of like all the side effects of birth control. And that shit is six textbooks long. So it's like, I'm sure there's something in there. I know. I know. It's a mess. It's a mess. The shit that we put up with to.
Yep.
Sir. The shit that we as women put up with to be the goalie for you, the goalie. Yep. That shit is tough. That shit is tough. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Well, thank you, Queen Kelsey, for
good job talking about this stuff, you guys. I'm proud of both of you.
Somebody's got to.
Know. What?
Somebody's
got
to talk about it.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, Jeremy, you a nasty freak hoe. I know, like, I know this ain't hard for you, but Lauren, I'm very proud of you for talking about this stuff, especially after the fucking people you have to deal with online. So go team,
go team.
Yeah, but not this audience. We have the most positive fucking audience.
We actually do. We're really, really lucky.
We have zero comment filters. Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have incredible crowd of viewers. Okay, this is your time to shamelessly plug anything you want. Wait, actually, I would like to shamelessly plug first for you. Kelsey has a book that is the most incredible, incredible mental health related book.
Don't fucking panic.
Don't fucking panic is literally what it's called. I've posted it on my story a bunch of times.
Thank you.
It is the only book that I have read front to back in about 2 years.
There'll be a link
like
in
Lauren,
the
that's
YouTube
so
description.
Nice, 'cause I know you don't know how to read.
I genuinely don't know how to read. And this is the only book that I have taken my little finger and I can read. I just want to make sure that everyone is very clear.
Truly, like you posting about that, like unprompted, completely out of just like the goodness of your heart, helped so many people. 'Cause so many people DM me being like, Lauren posted about this. And I was like, I'm crying. So that's, I want to plug Lauren being a good friend and open about her mental health with all of you people.
And anybody else you want to plug, Kelsey?
Moose, I love that
bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And any
shout out,
anything else come to mind?
I love Mom DIY. Yeah, shout out to her.
Definitely. Okay, good. Mom DIY. Good. Yeah, yeah. Yep. I like that we're really building up. Yeah. And then anybody else?
All right, so on that note, thanks, Kelsey, for
yeah, we're out of time. I love you, Jeremy.
Love you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, bitch.
Bye.
Bye.
I feel like we just got fucking depth. Like that went from hibachi sliding in on the Snapchat because the no Instagram, the no Twitter, all the way over to being FBI Instagram, to masturbating to mimic the symptoms of an anxiety attack, over to get a boulder for your fiance because that's what they want, but also don't make the ring band too small, and also most importantly, sluts for flowers.
You know what I think? There's a common theme, which is there's a way in a world for everyone to be happy.
Yeah.
And don't try and use anybody else's world for you to be happy. Use your own.
That's a great summary. I mean, we just talked to three very different individual/groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great way to wrap that up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So thank you to all of our callers on the Wild Till 9 hotline. I will make sure to leave links as to where you can find everyone in the description.
And if you do follow or see their content, tell them Wild Till 9 sent you.
Because we love the street cred.
We do.
And also we are looking for more guests. I'm going to be honest. I slid into another podcast DMs to guest on our podcast, not even for us to go on theirs. And they left me on red so fucking hard. And I'm still a little salty about it. I'm not going to lie. Like, and it wasn't someone.
I haven't
someone,
heard anything about this. You haven't said anything.
Yeah, I'm salty about it. And like, it wasn't someone who would be so famous that I would expect them to not give me the time of day. It was.
I think, you know what? We'll
it's
move
fine.
On.
It's
we'll
fine. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. It's fine. If there's anyone you want to see on the Wild Till 9 pod, let us know.
So we can go swing and a miss again.
So we can go swing and a miss and I'll get left on motherfucking red again. On that note.
All right, Balkans. It was good chatting with you. We will see you next week. Bye.